North Korea's nuclear weapons program tops the agenda today as South Korean President Moon Jae-in visits President Biden at the White House. The two leaders are also expected to discuss efforts to counter China and South Korea's struggle to get enough COVID-19 vaccine doses for its people. NPR White House correspondent Aisha Roscoe joins us now. Aisha, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Now, we're going to get to the agenda for this meeting in just a minute, but why don't we start with these two leaders, Biden at the beginning of his presidency and President Moon at the end of his?
Yeah. So, I mean, they're both in very different places, and Moon is not in the place he probably wanted to be at this point in office. He wanted to likely make much more progress when it comes to North Korea, but there's been a global pandemic. And you have Biden coming in, and like so many other presidents, U.S. presidents, he's looking at a Korean peninsula that has North Korea that is hostile and bombastic and still has nuclear weapons. And that hasn't changed despite all of the maneuvering and the pressure that numerous U.S. administrations have put on North Korea.
And the signals that we're getting from the White House are that the Biden approach will not be the same as the approach that the Trump administration took. The former president, of course, we remember, made it personal, talking about his relationship with Kim. But there were also three high-profile summits that didn't really bring any breakthroughs. So what is Biden's North Korea strategy? Do we know yet?
So they've been a big bit vague, but what they have said is that it's not going to be a grand bargain, which is what the Trump administration wanted. They were willing to, you know, get rid of sanctions if North Korea gave up all of its weapons. So it was going to be the grand bargain. The Obama administration had strategic patience, which was basically this hands-off approach where they didn't really deal with North Korea too much and just kind of, you know, kept it at a status quo. What the Biden administration is saying is that they are willing to engage in diplomacy. They're willing to engage in incremental steps if North Korea will take steps that are of equal measure. So they're willing to take a baby step on sanctions or something that North Korea wants if North Korea takes a baby step towards capping its nuclear weapons program. So it's a more incremental process that they're trying to go for. It's unclear whether North Korea will actually go for that, though.
And how does that mesh with what President Moon wants in South Korea?
I think the tough part for Moon is that Moon is going to want more from the U.S. than the U.S. may be willing to give. The Moon wants a more stable peace. He wants a serious agreement. He wants talks. But to get that, the U.S. and the Biden administration is not going to be willing to give North Korea big sanctions relief in return for intermediate steps. It just is not going to work for the Biden administration politically. And so it's going to be difficult in some ways for Moon and Biden to get on the same page. I'm sure they will say they are working in united, but Moon may want the U.S. to go further.
Well, we also know the pandemic will be an important discussion in this meeting. South Korea has not been getting the doses of vaccine that it needs as quickly as it needs them. What is South Korea looking for from the U.S. on this front?
South Korea is hoping to do a sort of swap with the U.S. where they will get doses now in exchange for providing the U.S. with doses later on. And they point out that they were helpful to the U.S. when it came to testing at the beginning of the pandemic because the U.S. obviously had issues with testing and South Korea had done a really good job with testing for COVID. So they're hoping to get some type of, you know, payback now.
All right. NPR White House correspondent Aisha Roscoe. Thanks as always.
Thank you.